Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with librarian Leanne Coons about Fiber Arts February. February is a special time at the Washington Public Library. Can you explain what happens at the library here in February?
Every year, we've probably done it for almost 10 years now, we have what we call Fiber Arts February. And it's basically just an annual celebration of everything fiber and textiles. We try to offer a variety of workshops and exhibits dealing with fiber and hope that a lot of people come out and they're free to open to everybody.
And it always seems like there's a different activity for each age group. Can you share what some of those activities are going to be this month?
Definitely. We've got a good set of something for everybody, which is great. On Friday, February 16th at 1 p.m., we're going to do a matinee performance. It's actually a film that we showed last year called Yarn by Una Lorenzen. It was so well received last year that we thought we would offer it again during the day hours. We did it in the evening. And it basically features graffiti artists, circus performers, structural designers, mostly women who are using the art of crochet and knitting to make things, to be a part of their art. It's kind of beyond the everyday use of crocheting and knitting. And it's just an inspiring film. People leave it feeling so good and excited and very happy usually.
It's interesting because often when you hear the word art, you think paint or photography, but textiles are very much a part of this.
Yes, I think they're kind of making a comeback. The term handmade is almost becoming very precious now in our world of technology. So something that's handmade and made out of fiber, it can be beautiful as well as functional. For third through fifth graders, we're going to be doing an emoji pillows workshop on Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. We actually did this workshop last year with teens, and we had a great turnout. So we also heard from the younger ones that they wanted to make emoji pillows. So this is a no-sew workshop. Anybody who's third through fifth grade should come and register at the library for that Saturday morning workshop, and they will be making their own unique face on a pillow that they can take home at the end of the day. For the teens this year, we're going to do a recycled weaving workshop on Tuesday, February 20th, after school at 4 o'clock. This is really cool. The presenter is using plastic water bottles, plastic sacks, and then some yarn for color to create these pen and pencil holders that have woven stuff around them. And it's really, really fun. So I think anybody who's a teenager would have a great time making a unique one all their own. We also have something that we kind of gearing towards adults, but older kids may also attend. We have a workshop called the Felted Whimsies Workshop with Marsha Linenkamp. It's going to take place on Saturday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They are going to be learning how to create something out of recycled felted wool sweaters. We seem to have a lot of recycled themes in our library, and this is kind of neat because they can make a cupcake, a teacup, or a pin just out of old sweaters that have been felted down to make that tight mesh material, and then create their own little charming whimsy, which could also be used for pincushions, the things that they're making. And again, registration is required and all the supplies will be provided. Luckily, with all of these workshops, we've been able to supply all of the supplies, so nobody really has to bring anything. Just need them to get signed up and then it's free. Of course, we're also going to have a few exhibitions. We will have an in-house story walk for families during the month of February. So any of the little lower elementary kids and their families want to go around and read the story. It's related to fiber that will be in the library. We're going to have a fantastic exhibit of Pakistani textiles by Julie Zoss. It is going to be in the front display cabinet. These are textiles she collected in the 1970s when she was on a trip to Pakistan, and it's colorful and beautiful, and it's for several weeks in the Helen Wilson Gallery. We will also have a lace exhibit from the collection of Virginia McCurdy, so that will be a completely different sort of take on textiles, but again, extremely beautiful. And then we will also have a small display of pieces that have been created in the past during Fiber Arts February. So we're going to bring back some of the pieces that our workshop people did and display them in the second level cabinet.
And you're pretty involved in Fiber Arts. How did you get involved?
Well, I think it was back when I was a sixth grader in school, and our teacher, Mrs. Brown, taught us how to knit. And it was one of those skills that it was amazing how much I left it behind for many years, but then came back to it and re-fell in love with it later on. So I had started the Sticks and Strings group, gosh, probably almost 18 years ago at the library. And out of that, it's just sort of grown. It seems like a lot of interest has helped me decide to advance on that and keep some of the different crafts alive.
Do you have something that you like to make in particular?
Oh, actually I do. I'm a glove knitter. People always say, how do you make gloves? It looks so complicated. But I have a pattern that I have made over and over and over again. And to me, I think after you memorize a pattern, it's kind of that go-to that you use just on those days when you're tired and you want something in your hands to feel. And so that seems to be my specialty.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with librarian Leanne Coons talking about Fiber Arts February at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.